Testimony for the Church. Number 29. Words to the Reader. We trust, dear reader, that you will recognize in the following pages the Lord's merciful voice to his people in reproof and instruction. The points to which we call your especial attention are 1. The description of the judgment. The influence of this upon the large congregation at Battle Creek has been great and good. May all who read it be moved to make their wrongs right, and, for time to come, walk before the Lord with that carefulness and faithfulness which will secure a pure record in heaven. 2. The Lord's appeal to his people relative to the sacredness of pledges. It seems quite evident that our sins of unfaithfulness to pay our vows, or pledges, and the disposition in some to take back what they have actually given, has called forth this warning. Those who have been faithful to their vows will read these pages with pleasure. Those who have been unfaithful can redeem the past, and then enjoy the sweet consciousness of having done their duty. 3. Our publications. The value and influence of our publications and the importance of their circulation are set forth in a most cheering manner. And the duty of diligence, faithfulness, and economy, and the united influence both of those laboring at our offices and our people generally, are points of deep interest to the reader, if he properly values the great influence of the press in the advancement of our cause. 4. The appeal to our people on the subject of wills shows the fearful mistakes which many have made, and others are liable to make, if not aroused to their duty to the cause of God. 5. The qualifications and duties of the ambassadors for Christ are set forth in the pages that follow, and also the great gift of God through his servants in the organization of the tract and missionary societies, which may be a means under God of doing a great work. Testimony for the Church.